May your name be praised. Lord, we present ourselves to you. We pray, Lord, that you would help us even as we go through this parable. We pray that, Father, you will shine your light and help us to understand. Help us, O Lord God, to discover you as our valuable treasure, and help us, Jesus, that our lives will speak of the valuable thing we have discovered. Thank you, Father, for answering our prayers in Jesus' name. Amen. We are all welcome in Jesus' name. It seems we are a little bit cold today. Yes, I think it's because of the rain. But one of the good things God has done for us is to be able to be in his presence even today. So I do believe that even as we go through this parable, the parable of the hidden treasure, that the Lord will help us. He will enable each of us to realize what Jesus had done for us on the cross, and it will enable us to live as people that have been redeemed by him. So my topic is, have you found your treasure? So have you found your treasure? Not has your neighbor or has your father found his treasure. Have you personally found your treasure? This is a very important question that we must answer. Now, before I go through my notes, I'd just like to make reference to some of the sermons we have been having, even in regards to the parables. So all the different parables that we have been discussing, they are aimed at revealing to us who God is, who Jesus himself is, and what the kingdom of God is like, what the kingdom of God is. And it's a great opportunity and a privilege that we as children of God are able to study and understand these parables. So imagine Jesus sitting among the men and women gathered around him in those days and telling them this story about the hidden kingdom of God. And a man finding it. And needing to sell all he had to get it. So imagine Jesus Christ sitting amongst these people. And the people there were, some of them never believed in him. But he sat and he was telling them about the kingdom of God and how a man was able to find it. It must have been a very difficult saying. It must have been a very difficult thing for them to understand. The kingdom of God has been discovered by a man. That was what the story Jesus was saying actually meant. That someone was able to discover a treasure, and that treasure is the kingdom of God. So the crowd might have, some people in the crowd might have not understood what he was saying. But Jesus was trying to reveal himself to them. Everything Jesus was speaking about in the parable was trying to reveal himself to them. And today we are going to also discuss one of such parable, and that's the parable of the hidden treasure from Matthew 13:45. So I am going to read. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again. And then in his joy, he went and sold all he had and bought that field. The kingdom of heaven, like treasure, a man found it, hid it again, went to sell all he had and bought that field. So Jesus tells this parable to illustrate what discovering the kingdom of heaven is like. He says it is like finding priceless treasure. That is a treasure of value above anything else. So finding the kingdom of God is like finding a priceless treasure. A priceless treasure. So as we trust God today, I would like us to sincerely think about the topic, think about the question I asked. Have you found your treasure? What is your treasure? Is money your treasure? Is a friend, maybe your girlfriend or your boyfriend, is that your treasure? Is your name your treasure? Is your education what you are searching for? Is that your treasure? Is health your treasure? Is your life your treasure? What exactly is your treasure? What do you value above everything else? We must be able to answer what we value above everything else. And I would like us to think about this because Matthew 2:21 tells us that where a man's treasure is, there his heart will be. So wherever your treasure is, that's where your heart will be. And wherever your heart is, that's what controls or what determines your actions. So this parable Jesus told about a man that discovered his treasure is something that we all can identify with. Something of priceless value is what he discovered. Of what value is the kingdom of God to you? What value do you place to the kingdom of God? Or I will put it this way, of what value is your faith in Jesus to you? So for those who have received Jesus Christ, trusting in the Lord, sincerely, of what value is that faith to you? Of what value is the sacrifice that Jesus has done for each of us? Of what value is it to us? The treasure in this parable was hidden, and this man seems to have stumbled upon it. So in those days, people usually hide whatever is of value on fields. So even in Africa, in those days, if you have something of great value, what we do is we hide them on a field. But this man was able to discover what was hidden. He accidentally stumbled upon it, actually. But in this situation, the man did not just stumble upon it and he left it, but he decided to hide it again and go to sell all what he had and came to get it. So some of the things to ponder about the man in this story is, the first thing is, he immediately recognized the value of the treasure. So the man saw it and immediately recognized the value of what he had found. He also was overwhelmed with joy. When he recognized it, he was overwhelmed with joy. He did not just stop there, but he took a bold step. He went and sold everything he had, and he possessed the land. He bought the land just to get the treasure. So thinking about these things, three questions come to my mind when I think about this story. And one of those questions are, have you recognized the value of the kingdom of God? So have you recognized the value of the kingdom of God? The truth is, we all gather as Christians, we come to church, we come to fellowship with God, to worship God, but have we really recognized the value of the kingdom of God? Recognizing the value of God's kingdom is a wise step towards living a successful Christian life. So if I recognize the value of the kingdom of God, it's a wise step towards living a successful Christian life. It helps us to be saved from a life of regrets. Many young people tend to live their lives not understanding the fact that there is no set time for a man to die. People can die at any time. And then they live their life carelessly, thinking that a time would come when their death will be announced to them, and then they will need to surrender to God or begin to understand the need of taking care of their life, which God has committed to them. So understanding the value of God's kingdom saves us from regrets, even in old age. We have heard the story of many people that went on living their lives their own way, and at the end of their lives, they regretted what they have done. This is because they did not understand the value of the kingdom of God. And the value of the kingdom of God, we know, is revealed in the person of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, which we have the opportunity to have heard his word. We have the opportunity to have his word even in our hands. So we don't have any excuse not to claim that we've never heard about God or we've never heard about Christ. Many young people live a kind of life that they are influenced by others. And this is because they have not really understood the value of their own life. The man in this parable recognized the value of God's kingdom and took a bold step in giving up everything he had. Today, the kingdom of God is nearer to us than ever. Jesus Christ said this in the book of Matthew 7, verse 10. The kingdom of God is nearer to us than anything. Jesus, the treasure and darling of heaven, has been revealed to us. There's no excuse not to recognize him. You do not need to stumble on him. He is here and every time revealing himself to us. So my first point was, have you recognized the value of God's kingdom? And I said, this is a personal question. It's not a question that you may ask your friend or you may ask your parents. It's a question that we need to sincerely ask ourselves. And if you have recognized the value of God's kingdom, do you have the joy and satisfaction knowing Jesus brings? Because this man discovered something of great value, and the Bible tells us that he was filled with joy. He joyfully sold all he had to possess that treasure. Have you sold all you have? Have you given all that you have? What is of more concern to you than even the gift of salvation that Jesus has given to you? The gift of salvation is the greatest gift any man can receive. So whatever it's of great value to you, salvation is greater than any gift any man can receive. If we recognize how condemned we were and the sacrifice Jesus Christ did on the cross, then we'll come to realize that our faith in the Lord is the best thing that has ever happened to us. So if we realize how condemned we were, how we all were heading into destruction, irrevocable destruction. Someone explained salvation like this. Imagine a sheep falling into a ditch, and there's nothing the sheep can do to pull himself out or itself out. The sheep needs help to be pulled out, and someone comes and pulls him out. That's what salvation was, and that's what it is. There was nothing we could do for ourselves. There was nothing we could do to escape the condemnation that was upon us. The Bible says that the wages of sin is death, and that was what we all deserved. But Jesus, in his mercies, came and pulled us out. And this is something of great joy. This is something of great joy. And not just pulling us out, he gave us an assurance of his kingdom, an assurance that we, as men, saved by his precious blood, will be in his kingdom when we die. There's an assured punishment for sin. We were all guilty of sin, but Jesus in his mercies delivered us and justified us. The Bible says that he became sin for us so that we may be saved. And where we read from the book of 1 Peter 1 verse 12 tells us of how wonderful what Jesus did for us is, such that even the angels were longing to look into them. The salvation of Jesus, the arrival of Jesus on earth, his walk on earth, the miracles he performed, the signs he showed, the deliverances he gave, his death and his resurrection, these are wonderful things that even the angels longed to look into them. How wonderful are these things to us? Have we really connected to what Jesus did for us, even on the cross? The treasure that man discovered was all he needed. Jesus is all we need. Jesus is all you need. Therefore, rejoice if you are trusting in him. So if you are here today trusting in Jesus, rejoice. Because sincerely, on earth and even life after here, Jesus is all you need. We must stop letting the world dictate when we are happy or not. Our treasure is beyond this world. Your heart should be there. Our treasure is beyond this world. Stop letting the world dictate when you are to be happy or not. Your school fees has not been paid. Someone is sick at home, or you don't know where your next meal would be. would come from. These things should not determine our lives, because our lives to Jesus is more valuable than any of these things. And we have been bought with an expensive price, a price that is worth more than anything that we can give or afford as humans. Your treasure is beyond this world. Have you found your treasure? Have you found your treasure? Peter, Philip, Paul. Peter, to be precise, we know the story of Peter. Peter was a man that was not bold to share the gospel. Philip was also not someone that could lay down his life for Christ. We hear about people like Thomas. Thomas doubted everything that happened, but in the mercies of God, God revealed himself to him. When they saw the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ risen from the dead, these men changed. Men that were not strong by themselves. They became men that were able to lay down their lives for Christ. Most of them did not die a pleasant life. This is because they understood the treasure we are talking about. The treasure of God's kingdom. The treasure that we all, Jesus in his mercies, has revealed to us the value of this treasure. Have we found our treasure? The disciples of Christ, after seeing Jesus glorified, gave up all they had. Because finding your treasure, I will ask you again this question. Actually, I'm asking this question for us to think about it even as I progress. Have we found our treasure? Because finding your treasure will reflect in the way you live your life as Christians. If I have discovered my treasure, if you have discovered what your treasure is, it will influence the way you live your life. It will be seen also in your dedication to your service to God. It will be seen in your attitude towards others. It will be seen in even your social medias. Sincerely, this is a trend even today among young people. By the way, I am also young. So it's a trend among young people. Social media is pulling people away. And this is because of the promise of wealth that social media gives, the promise of monetization. If you have found your treasure, it will be seen in the posts you make, even on social media. It will be seen in the way we conduct ourselves inside the church, outside the church. It will be seen in the things we like. It will be seen in what we speak about. If we have found our treasure, it will reflect in every area of our lives. Because Jesus Christ said, "No man lights a lantern and covers it. Where there is light, it must show." So if we have found our treasure, it must be seen. It will be seen in the way we also think about life and death. And this is very important. We all are living, but we know people that have died. Death is not something strange to anyone. So, but understanding your secured position in Christ, which is an assured secured position, will also define your understanding about death and how you relate with life. Is Jesus your treasure? Zacchaeus encountered Jesus and decided to give away half of his possession to the poor and repay fourfold anyone he had cheated. So Zacchaeus was someone that encountered Jesus, decided to give what he had cheated back to the poor. So encountering Jesus will really change and transform our lives. So have you given up everything to follow Jesus? Have we given up everything to follow Jesus? What is of more interest to us? What do we attach so much to? And that is not in the will of God. Have we given up these things to follow God? One of the greatest mistakes people make these days is to live a destructive symbiotic life. I know some of the biology students here know what symbiotic relationships are. These are relationships where, let me give an example. The example of a relationship between a wasp and a caterpillar. Now, a wasp lays eggs and lives on a caterpillar. And it's always on that caterpillar. The caterpillar is also happy for the wasp being on it. But the caterpillar does not know that a time would come when the wasp will eat it. And that's the kind of relationship. It's a destructive symbiotic relationship. And that's the kind of life many young people live today. I am doing this because my friend will say this. I am doing this because if I don't do it, I will not be accepted in that community. I have a boyfriend today because if I don't, I will be regarded as a Jew man. We know what Jew is. Jew men are. I'll be regarded as somebody that is clueless, somebody that is not in this time. If I don't speak in a certain way, I will not be accepted by my friends. We live our lives based on what people would say, and unfortunately, what ungodly people will say. This is a very total height of ignorance, because by the time we recognize the value of our lives, by the time we recognize that we all will face Christ alone, not attaching to anyone, then we'll take our lives serious. Consider nature. Nature does not joke. When it's time for the sun to come up, it comes up. When it's time for it to go down, it goes down. When it's time for a new season to come, it comes. When it's time for that season to go, it goes. It's only men that don't understand that there's a principle and they must take their lives serious. So I plead with us as young people not to attach our lives or live our lives as our friends have told us, but to live our lives according to the word of God. No friend, no mother, stroke father can stand for you. Only Jesus is the sure advocate for anyone trusting him. So irrespective of the connections we have, a story was told about a boy that belonged to a cult. Now, some of us from Nigeria know about the cult, Aye, Axemen. So this guy belonged to this cult, and he was one of their capons. So a capon is the leader of a cult in a small sect. And these guys have a kind of brotherhood such that everyone looks after another. So there was a day they went out for their hit, what they call hit, when they attack a rival cult. And then, unfortunately, this guy got injured. He was unconscious. The only thing he knew was he woke up in the hospital. And then when he woke up from his coma, filled with pain, He shouted, Axemen! That's what they call themselves. So he was hoping that his brothers were beside him. They were around him. He shouted again, Axemen! No one responded to him. Then the nurse told him, come on, my friend, will you shut up? Then he asked, where are his brothers? And then the nurse told him, no, everyone claimed they never knew him, and they abandoned him there. Everyone claimed they never knew him, and they abandoned him there. Then he remembered the words of his father, when his father was always warning him against the kind of relationship he was keeping. He remembered that his father told him a time would come when he would face death alone. A time would come when after death he would face judgment alone. And this dawned on him, even on his hospital bed, that he was alone. He was living a destructive symbiotic life. He was living a life associating with his friends, not realizing that a time would come when he would have to face God alone. So there is no need for me to do a particular thing because I want to please someone. The value we should attach to anything is the kingdom of God. If any step I am to take as a man is not for the kingdom of God, if it is to please anybody, then we must consider that kind of step and never take that. Anything, anyone that hinders you from seeking first God's kingdom is not worth keeping. So if there's any friend in your life, if there's anything you are doing, any business, any relationship, any association that is hindering you from seeking first God's kingdom, that thing is not worth keeping. Because there's a treasure above everything else. Matthew 6:33 says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness." And that should be what we as children of God should always be doing. So if there's anything in your life that is hindering you from seeking first the kingdom of God, Jesus is telling us today that the value of God's kingdom, the value of him, Jesus Christ, is worth more than any of those things. The truth is, the information age we are living in will continue to affect negatively, influence negatively the lives of people. But it's a call from God. It's a call from Jesus, even in this parable, that there's nothing you can be exposed to, even on earth, that is worth more than his kingdom. The parable of the hidden treasure reveals to you and I that God's kingdom, which is revealed through Christ, is worth more than anything. It reveals to us that God's kingdom, when found, brings joy, it brings rest, it brings satisfaction. Many of us are heavily laden. We have several things disturbing us. But the kingdom of God, Jesus Christ, gives rest. And the kingdom of God brings joy, brings rest, brings satisfaction. It's worth more than anything. Have you found your treasure? Do you know Jesus personally, not the faith of your father now, or the collective faith of the church? Do you personally know Jesus? Have you found satisfaction in him? Is there anything you are holding on to that is hindering you from giving your all to Jesus Christ? Is there anything we are holding on to, hindering us from giving our all to Jesus? Your life is more valuable than anything you are holding on to. And your life is only secured holding on to Jesus alone. Your life is only secured holding on to Jesus alone. You must make the decision to see yourself alone before God. We must make that decision, not being deceived by the presence of ungodly people around us. For you will face God alone, and they will face God alone. You must live life intentionally to please God. So in our daily life, when we go and relate with friends, when we interact with our colleagues in school, at our workplaces, we must intentionally live lives to please God. Let us all be like the man in this parable, beholding Christ and cherishing him with all our lives. Amen. So I just believe that the Lord in his mercy reveals to us the value of the kingdom of God, reveals to us that there's nothing worth more than his kingdom, and helps us as young people and as mature people to pursue his kingdom and his kingdom alone. May we pray. Almighty God, we thank you for there's none as unto you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your kingdom you have revealed to us, even through the parable of the hidden treasure. We thank you for you have enabled us to discover that your kingdom is worth more than anything that we see of value. We pray that you will help us. May your spirit help us to live according to your will. We pray that your word will take root in our lives and will, oh Lord God, bear fruit in our lives. Thank you, Father, for answering our prayers. In Jesus' name, amen. Found your treasure.